Welcome to our podcast, Chris Graham with Augusta Free Press and the Waynesboro Generals. We're going to talk some winter baseball with DJ King, the coach of the Generals. And DJ, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So talking winter baseball, as we record this podcast, I guess it's appropriate, DJ, here in Waynesboro, Kate Collins Field, along with the rest of Waynesboro, covered in snow. So that field that we celebrated a championship on just a few months ago, it looks a little different right now. But talk about, first off, some coaching news. You filled out your coaching staff. Talk about how the coaching staff's looking for 2015 and you know, how that leadership group will look as we get ready for the summer.
Yeah, you know, we brought Ross on, his assistant down at Valdosta State, with Matt Williams, who was, you know, our assistant last year. And if you followed the Generals at all, if you came to the games or if you showed up early and you got to see, you know, how our team functioned, it's pretty obvious that Matt Williams is the, you know, heart and soul, the energy, you know, behind our team. He's our motor, and Matt played for me and, you know, coached with me last summer. And when he calls me and recommends someone to be, you know, an assistant and coach with us, that person's the top of my list, hands down. And for Matt to recommend someone, and you know, I ended up talking to Ross, and it's been a blessing to get someone, you know, like him, who's, you know, played professionally and on the same page, you know, in regards to how we want to coach and run a program and organization. You know, we're blessed to be able to bring him on board, so we're really excited.
So talk about the different roles that you and Matt and Ross will play on the coaching staff.
Ross wants to get into, you know, the pitching a little bit more. And I did the pitching last year, you know, Coach Tubweiler, he coached third base, and Matt worked with the defense and a lot of the offensive stuff and the game planning. So this year we're going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to let Ross take over, you know, some of the pitching. A lot of the pitching, I like for him to take over, you know, as much of it as he feels like he can handle. And my job, I want to lead the assistants and coach the assistants and let Matt, you know, broaden his, you know, responsibilities with the offense and, you know, coach third. And I think it's a really good setup for us to have a pitching guy, an offensive guy, and then a head coach that, you know, can oversee everything. That's going to be, I think, an upgrade to, you know, how we were set up last year. But helps me out, and it really lets these guys, you know, work on their coaching abilities and their coaching style and grow as coaches as well. So I'm excited about that.
Talking with DJ King, Waynesboro Generals coach here on our podcast, and DJ, talk about your approach to, you know, you can't imagine having a more successful first season, bringing home the championship, but also, you know, several young men just seemed to have a great time. You had a great time this past summer. The fans, we all got engaged. The community was engaged. Talk about your approach to this job, and maybe, you know, what you thought it was going to be going in, and then maybe as you get ready for your second year, maybe some different things you might be bringing to the game this summer.
Yeah, you know, I was told a while back, you know, where you'll never feel ready, like you're completely ready to take, you know, that next step in your career. And being able to come to Waynesboro as a head coach, you know, I wasn't sure if I was ready to take that step. And I don't think anybody that takes the next step ever feels 100% confident that you're ready. You just have to go and you know, do the best of your ability and figure it out along the way. And I never went in with the mindset that I know exactly how it's going to run, what's going to happen. You know, I went in with a game plan that me and, you know, Tyler Hoffman and D3 put together and Matt Williams, as far as the players go. Yeah, we had a game plan, but you have to be able to adjust. And, you know, for us, the amount of time that we spent in the community was more than I think anybody expected. And that was an adjustment that our players had to make, you know, us as coaches, you know, we had to make. That was a big part of what I wanted us to accomplish as an organization, and we did. But with that, you know, you have to be sure that your guys are you know, on the same page with you, and we had a good group of guys that could handle it. And, you know, going into this year from last year, you know, you're going to hit bumps along the road, and we did last year. If you look back, one of our dads told us, or you know, word got to us, and one of the dads said, we were the worst 7-10 or 8-10, whatever our first 10 games were. We're the worst first-place team in the Valley that he'd ever seen, you know. And it was funny because we'd get out hit, and we'd still find ways to win, you know. Get out hit, but score more runs. We had to figure out who we were, and you know, our lack of, you know, a dominant offense hurt us, you know, about halfway through the season. We started struggling, and, you know, our plan was to be able to preach to these guys every day, you know, it's about winning the little things, stop looking at the big picture. The wins and losses will take care of themselves, you know, and when everything is going good, you keep doing the same thing and stay on pace. But when things start going down, that's when you figure out, you know, what kind of team you are, what kind of person you are, when you can get back to the basics, win the little things, and let the results take care of themselves. That was something that, you know, I feel like we did a really good job of accomplishing last year, and the guys really did a great job of, you know, sticking with that game plan and not veering away just because, you know, we had some losses, you know, that started to pile up. You know, they stuck to their game plan, and it ended up paying off for them, so.
I kind of equate the last season for the Generals. I've taken up running as a interesting hobby in the last couple of years, and the Generals started 10-1. I remember writing a column on the website about how, yeah, the batting average was low, the pitching was winning the games, and yeah, maybe not the worst 10-1 team that I'd ever seen, but certainly the most interesting 10-1 team I'd ever seen. Kind of like in a race, when you start running in a race, you run hard at the start, and then you got to work your way through the middle because you get, you know, fatigued, just like in a baseball season. Baseball season is a grind. You play every day. You're around these guys all the time, and then you finish strong. And that's what the Generals did last year. Started strong, worked their way through the middle, finished strong, and you know, that's yeah. Obviously, it was the best way to win the race last year.
Yeah, I went back and listened to some podcasts and read some interviews, and you know, before I sent, you know, for the listeners, I did write a letter to the editor to Waynesboro, and before I wrote that letter, I went back and kind of reviewed our season again over you know, my Christmas break, and I said right at the All-Star break, you know, we were struggling, and somebody asked me, I said, we have to keep winning the little things. I really feel like the bats are about to take off. I saw some things within those games that were big positives, and, you know, we had been out hit pretty much all season. It wasn't great, and there was no reason for anybody else to think that, you know, we were going to take that next step. But there were things that were happening, you know, off the field and, you know, in our early work that were huge positives for us. Guys starting to make adjustments with their swing, make adjustments with their approach that, you know, a lot of times just the average fan isn't going to notice. And after listening to that, I said, you know what, that's pretty cool. You know, when you look back on how the season kind of played out for us as a coaching staff to see those little things and what we needed to, you know, keep doing or adjust, that's what you're looking for in a coaching staff and a group of guys. And that's what ended up helping us finish strong, you know, those guys buying into the game plan.
talking with DJ King here on our podcast. And so talk about recruiting. I know there are a lot of guys committed already. It's an interesting time of year because you're getting ready for your own baseball season at South Carolina Aiken. All the players, of course, are getting ready for their own college seasons. And then we're thinking ahead all the way to late May, early June when we get started with the Generals. How are things going as far as recruiting goes, and how does this team shape up?
With recruiting in the Valley, I'll start off with this. Tyler Hoffman, our general manager, I said it last year, and I'll keep saying it. I've never met a more professional, more intelligent guy in this position than Tyler Hoffman. And, you know, the way that, you know, he has put this thing together, it blows my mind, you know, watching him work. And last year when I got the head job, he had the team, you know, 75% complete roughly, and I helped him, you know, land a few guys late. And then throughout the season, obviously you're going to lose some guys, whether it's injury or, you know, personal reasons, whatever it is. The key is being able to fill those vacancies with, you know, good talent. And he was able not only to fill our vacancies last year with good talent, but, you know, good character guys as well. So going into this year, you know, with him at the helm as far as the recruiting goes and, you know, back-to-back championships in the Valley, we had a lot of calls right out of the gate about, you know, teams wanting to send their guys here this year. And I know the Valley, you know, as an overall breakdown of Division I, Division II, Division III, junior college guys, NAIA, the push is to maybe increase, you know, the amount of Division I guys in the league. You know, so it helps the league as a whole when you do that. And for us, last year, if you look at our roster, we were roughly 50-50. You know, and being the fact that we can't have junior college guys play for us because of the NCAA, you know, recruiting rules, with me and Matt being NCAA coaches, we can't coach junior college players in the summer, so we have to, you know, bring in Division I, Division II guys, and so last year, we were kind of split right down the middle, Division I, Division II. This year, we've had calls, and I think, as of right now, probably 90% of our roster is Division I baseball players. It's incredible what he's done, and the roster pretty much filled itself right out of the gate. We're going to go back. You know, things are going to change as the spring progresses, and we'll have to, you know, fill in here and there. But I mean, it's been an unbelievable situation that we're in Waynesboro. You know, when you begin a tradition of being able to win, people want to come play for you. And when you do it the right way, you know, the character, the good character, the quality student athletes, those are the guys that you're looking for. Those are the guys that want to be in Waynesboro. So it's a really good situation for all of us. And Tyler leading the way on that, you couldn't ask for a better guy, you know, with the reins. So we're excited.
Talking here on the podcast with DJ King, the coach of the Waynesboro Generals. So it's still a few months off, but it doesn't seem like that long. You'll be in the grind. You're already in the grind. Actually, practice already starting at South Carolina Aiken and colleges across the country. And it won't be too long in that sense until you're back up here, the staff's back up here, and we're playing baseball at Kate Collins Field. So looking forward to another successful season in Waynesboro.
Yes, sir. We can't wait to get back up there, I'll tell you that. You know, I will be able to wait for that snow to get off the ground. I don't do too well with snow, so.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've lived here all my life, and I don't either. So I'm all for whatever global warming has to happen, so that I can live more in the South, so to speak. I'm all for it. DJ King, thank you so much for your time. We'll get you back on the line here and talk some more Generals baseball soon.
Sounds